Good afternoon, I'm Lou Jordan with Kids in the Community, being brought to you by Kim McDonald State Farm Insurance and our latest Kids in the Community Award recipient. This afternoon, we are with royalty. We're with the 2021 Clearfield County Fair Queen, Sarah Swope. Good afternoon, Sarah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Sarah is currently a senior at the Du Bois Area High School. So how do you feel about being chosen as one of the top five contestants in a State Fair Queen contest?
It's most definitely an honor. All of the girls that were running this year have done really great jobs representing their fairs and their communities. And so the opportunity to compete against them for this title and to do that well is really just an amazing opportunity.
So as a contestant, what do you do now to prepare for the competition?
I had to write an essay beforehand. And then I had an interview, a speech that I gave. I did an introduction that normally would be on stage, but it was on Zoom. And then we had an impromptu question for the top five.
Now, you talked about being on Zoom because of COVID-19. So that was the first time that the contest ever took place on Zoom. So tell us, what was that like? You think it was easier or harder doing it that way?
I feel like it definitely added another level of kind of stress to the whole process. With it being on Zoom, you had to worry about backgrounds and whether the internet was going to work. And also on Zoom, it's a lot harder to make eye contact. It's really weird. You don't normally think about it, but when you're on Zoom, your eyes tend to look down at the camera and like the people that you see and not at your camera. And so whenever you're looking to talk to the judges or whatever, you really had to focus on the little tiny dot that's your camera and not the screen that has all their faces on it.
So what are your duties as being a member of the state court? What do you have to do?
We don't have any special duties as members of the state court. I'm happy to help, and I hopefully will have the opportunity to help our state fair queen set up some things to come visit our county. But otherwise, I don't have any official duties in that position.
So, Sarah, for now, you continue serving as the Clearfield County Fair Queen, and then you get to turn your title over to the new queen. That'll be coming up in August. So what is it that you have to do until then?
Well, I just continue helping out with community events, and I'm working on setting up a few Fair Queen things for hopefully doing some activities with younger students in our community. That's still in the works right now, so more details will be coming soon, hopefully. And other than that, just visiting fairs and hopefully getting to do my final run through at the Clearfield County Fair.
So, Sarah, are you having a lot of fun being the Fair Queen?
Yes, it's definitely an enjoyable experience. While this year has been kind of weird that I didn't get to do a lot of the normal events that I would if we didn't have a big pandemic going on right now, I've had a lot of really wonderful opportunities to meet people and work and encourage the people in my community. One of those things actually was set up through Sunny 106, and that was the Du Bois Oktoberfest, and there was some really great little artists in Du Bois that I got to help paint pumpkin.
That was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Sarah, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, and make sure that you keep us posted on everything that you're doing, okay?
Okie dokie. Thank you for having me.
Kids in the Community has been brought to you by Kim McDonald State Farm Insurance. Now, if you know of another group or individual who deserves recognition, you can always nominate them at sunny106.fm.